Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, and a very happy Saturday morning to all of you fine folks in Columbus, Ohio. We got another brand new edition of Men's Health Matters. I am Timmy Hall. It's good to be with you. We've been doing this for, boy, at least a couple of months so far, trying to get every guy out there in Columbus, no matter the age. Hopefully you're at least into your 30s, because if you're having some of these issues, I hope they aren't hitting you at too young of an age. But needless to say, you want to just make sure you're paying attention to everything with your body. At the very least, if something doesn't feel up to you, call a doctor and see what's going on. And some of the issues that we've been talking about so far on this show, we've gotten into everything from ED to BPH to prostate cancer. We're going to be talking about some more issues, Peyronie's disease. If you don't know what that is, you will find out at a certain point today. That's really what we're going to talk about today in the next 30 minutes. Testosterone, we'll hit on that next week. We'll talk about diabetes and how that can affect you a few weeks from now. And so without further ado, we bring in our next doctor. We've had the pleasure to talk to Greg Lowe, Lawrence Jenkins, and Abhi Patel. We've had a good time with all three of them. Now we get to spend some time with the good doctor, Rick Taylor, urologist with Central Ohio Urology Group. Rick, say hi to the folks in Columbus. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, it's good to meet you. It's good to have you in here. I always feel like the inferior one because I know that I'm not as smart as the other guy sitting on the other side of the
desk.
Hardly
the case. We all know that.
It's completely the case. Don't BS a BSer. How many years did you go to college? 12?
Boy. Yeah, you know, somewhere along those lines. 4 years of college, of course, 4 years of med school, et cetera, and so on.
All right, so in this first segment, I like to have some fun with you because a lot of times we put, you know, doctors, and you deserve the esteem, because every man and woman who becomes a doctor, you know, right at the baseline, you guys have to work very hard.
Sure.
You got to be dedicated. You got to go to a lot of school. You got to do well. So you guys are up here, but you're also real people. You're fun-loving people. You have lives outside of the job as well, right?
Absolutely. Of course. Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you wind up here? Why don't you start from the beginning? When did you first know you wanted to become a doctor?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, for me, it was a process. Nobody in my family went to medical school before I did. I'm the first MD in the family. Since I've been to medical school, we've had a bunch of other family members that have gone in and gone through. But for me, it was a process of being interested in science in high school, and then a little bit into college, and then kind of gradually realizing that I wasn't as interested in basic science, in working in a lab, that sort of thing. I really enjoyed the human interaction of medicine and getting to help people sort of on a face-to-face basis that really drove me into this kind of work.
I got you. So when you were in biology class in high school and it was cutting up frogs, it wasn't real. I think I'm more interested in the cadavers, the real human bodies.
Sure.
This is more up my alley. Let's get at a human head, right? Not the frog.
Something like that.
So are you from Ohio?
Yeah.
Did it all start here for you?
It did. I grew up here in Central Ohio, actually in Columbus. I went to high school at Columbus Alternative High School and played sports for Eastmore, home of Archie Griffin, of course.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
Still the only two-timer.
Thanks for getting that in. I didn't know the only two-timer. Yes, absolutely.
I think everyone knows that, right? Yeah. I don't even know why I had to say it.
No,
yeah.
It's important. It's important. Went to undergrad at Case Western up in Cleveland. Got to experience the Jose Mesa meltdown in the 97 World Series. Then came back to Columbus for med school and then did my residency in Chicago. And my wife is also a physician. And we decided at the end of residency to come back to Central Ohio and raise our family.
So when you do the residency in Chicago, that's got to be associated with a university out there, right?
Correct.
UIC?
Correct. So I was at Rush University, which is actually on the same campus as UIC.
Okay.
Just kind of across the street there. And so we were there for 5 years and had a great time.
So Case Western, mm-hmm, up in northern Ohio.
Yep.
Then where was it next?
Back to Ohio State
Back
for medical school.
Back to Ohio State for medical school, and then residency in Chicago.
Yes, indeed.
All in all, 10 years, 12?
Yeah, so let's see. Well, 4 and 4 is 8, and 5 is 13.
13 years.
Yeah.
I should know this by now. You're the fourth doctor.
I was going to say, it's pretty well the same.
Yeah,
it is pretty much the same.
I just want to know if there's like an extra year in there, or somebody working a little bit harder. Maybe somebody got held back a year and it took them an extra long, like you had a Van Wilder situation. So you never know.
You never know. Fortunately not.
We're talking with Dr. Rick Taylor. He's a urologist with the Central Ohio Urology Group. They refer to that as COOG?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Just kind of
nice.
Rolls off the tongue a little easier than the long name there, you know?
Yeah. There's sort of a pop culture thing there with COOGs and maybe, short for cougar.
Yeah, maybe a little
sort
something.
Of a different meaning here because it's just the acronym.
You know, that may or may not be the name of our newsletter, our internal newsletter, the Cougar.
But that's okay.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
So it sounded back there like you were a hardcore sports fan. I mean, you're rattling off Archie Griffin. You're rattling off Jose Mesa and the meltdown with the Cleveland Indians. Big time, 1 through 10 sports fan. Where are you?
I mean, you know, certainly when it comes to Ohio State, an 11 out of 10.
Great.
But you know,
why host the Buckeye Show for my main gig here?
As we all well know.
So we could talk.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, no, we've been season ticket holders since we came back to town, and, you know, we love our football Saturdays, and it's been great.
So we have to talk about this while we have you, because you never know. I mean, we got doctors out there. They weren't as into Ohio State sports, but you're here. You're very into it. Urban Meyer leaves this gig.
Absolutely.
Ryan Day is the new kid on the block. Everybody loves him. He just seems to have the it factor. Don't you agree?
I can't tell you. As a fan, I'm so excited about what he brings to the table, both in terms of his coaching and now how about the recruiting? I mean, bringing these guys in and really just keeping that train rolling.
Recruiting, we always joke about it because we say it the same way every time. We say it's the lifeblood of every program.
If you can't get
the kids out there and bring them in, and they are doing it. And we watch this. We track this all the time. And we're sitting here in July. So it's the off season, but the season's going to be coming up really, really soon.
Right.
Next month, August, they're going to play a football game. So recruiting is big all year round. I'm actually starting to get excited for the actual football to happen.
Ryan Day
to be the coach officially for the first time. Even though he had those 3 games last year and he won them all.
Yep.
It's still going to be different when it's his deal for real.
Oh, of course. I mean, there's going to be pressure moments in those games where all eyes are on him to make the right call, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I think it's going to be great.
So if you've caught, you know, some of the show before, now that you are actually being a part of it for the next 3 weeks, we sort of take this segment, we get to know you guys, but we also start to talk about just what the campaign means to you. We've heard a little bit about you, your background. I like to hear the story about when you became a doctor. It kind of started with science, and then it became more getting interested in the human aspect of it. How does it then, for you, does it sink into urology?
Sure.
Is the, you know, men's health specifically for you, where did that happen? When did that occur?
Yeah, well, you know, men's health is incredibly important to me. Obviously, it's what I've dedicated my professional life towards. And to me, actually, the analogy is very similar to what my wife does. You know, my wife is an OBGYN, right?
Wow.
And
yeah.
Every guy who's out there, whose wife or sister, or certainly their mother has been cared for from the time they were young by an OBGYN. I mean, you start going to the gynecologist as a very young woman, and you continue that throughout your lives. But as guys, we just don't have that kind of exposure to the healthcare system. And unfortunately, what that sometimes means is, as guys, we don't catch problems until they're maybe a little bit farther down the line. And to me, men's health is about bringing guys in the door, getting a chance to meet them, making sure that everything that we're looking at in our world is checking out okay, and that we're doing the best that we can as far as our health.
Yeah, that's interesting, Doc. So maybe dispel that myth that I might have said earlier right when the program started about how younger men hopefully don't have to experience some of the issues that we're going to talk about on this program. But the point is they might at some point, and it might be sooner than you think. It sounds almost like you're saying with the analogy with what your wife does, younger women start seeing them on a more regular basis. But us guys, there's sort of a stigma where I bet I raise my hand right here, and I bet I speak for a lot of men that are either in their late 20s or their young 30s whose wives or girlfriends are yelling at them to just go see a doctor.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I try to pass it off as not being a big deal, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and it's not a big deal to come in and see us because that's quite frankly what we're here for. And I know that we've talked about a lot of topics on this show. We're going to talk about some topics today and over the next couple of weeks that really are relevant even for younger men with, quite frankly, an unfortunate amount of regularity.
So very quickly, what is Peyronie's disease? We're going to talk about that a little bit more in depth coming up. Set the table, scare us a little bit, and then put us at ease.
Sure, absolutely. So Peyronie's disease is the name that we give to the new development of penile curvature. You know, some guys are born with penile curvature that they notice at the time of erection. And if guys are born with that, we call it Cord. But guys who develop penile curvature later in life, we call that Peyronie's disease. And it happens because sometimes, unfortunately, we develop scar tissue in the erectile bodies of the penis that leads to the curvature.
So that is not a superpower. That is...
You can look at it however you want, Tim, it is unfortunately no.
But it's the whole point of this is going to be something that can be treated by seeing someone like yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So it's been good catching up with you, learning a little bit about you here in this opening segment. We've still got a long way to go, both in this episode and for the next two or three weeks when you're going to be here with us. So we'll continue on a little bit more about Peyronie's disease, how not to be so worried about it, but also if you are experiencing anything and you heard some of our past episodes, whether it was about ED or BPH or prostate cancer, just know that you can actually go back and catch some of those past episodes because this one that we're doing here today is just one of many. We're going to be having them on 1460 AM right here. You can join us every Saturday morning at 7:30 on 1460 ESPN. Listen to every episode featuring local physicians discussing all sorts of men's health topics. And you can go to 971thefan.com, find all the episodes right in one place. It's nice and pretty and nice and neat. Again, it's at 971thefan.com. Just go to the other shows tab. You scroll down, you find Men's Health Matters right there, and all the podcasts are going to be right there for you. So much more with Dr. Rick Taylor as we continue. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
Did you know that diabetes, heart disease, and prostate cancer procedures can contribute to erectile dysfunction? Many men aren't aware of this or of all the treatment options that a board-certified urologist can offer. Understand your options and learn where you can find an ED specialist in Central Ohio to help. Visit edcure.org to get the facts and find a urologist who can offer treatment options that work when pills and injections don't. Again, that's edcure.org, sponsored by Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
Continuing on with our episode here this morning, gotta love Saturdays. There's nothing much better than a nice Saturday morning. When we get out of here, we're going to see our families. We'll maybe get some more coffee in us, maybe get that breakfast. I got to tell you, Doc, breakfast... Forget lunch, forget dinner. Everyone's big on expensive dinners out. If I could have one meal out at a restaurant, I want it to be breakfast or even just a brunch.
Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, what's better on a Saturday morning in Central Ohio than sitting on the patio, having brunch with your friends or family? It's great.
You got a favorite breakfast spot around town? I've got like three or four of them in mind that I like to rotate around to.
Absolutely. I mean, you certainly can't go wrong with the patio at Lindy's. I mean,
Lindy's.
Lindy's brunch is just phenomenal.
I've not been there for the brunch.
Oh, Tim, come on. You got to do it. You got to do it. It's my mother's favorite restaurant in Central Ohio. We're there every Mother's Day. We're there for all kinds of events. It's the place to go.
German Village is fantastic, right?
It is.
Is that just not a great place to go and take a walk? Sometimes you can go down there, and now for some places like that where you'll need reservations if you're doing the dinner thing, but breakfast, I would imagine brunch, do you got to get a reservation for brunch?
Only if it's a holiday, otherwise you're usually pretty good.
Regular Saturday, you'll be fine, right?
For sure.
But it's fun to just go down there and just walk around and then just let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely.
Maybe I go to the Mohawk, maybe I wind up going into Schmitz to get a table, because you can always get in there, and that's a nice famous spot.
Nice walk around Schiller Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, everyone's got their lights out. I like to just stop on the sidewalk and stare into people's homes when the TVs are on. I'm not being serious, Doc. You might live down there like, who's this guy trying to watch Game of Thrones from the sidewalk? It's just one of those sick games that I play in my mind. Like, I wonder if I stand here for 5 minutes, will someone actually, like, call the cops on me and say, there's this weird guy just standing on the bricks creeping into our living room.
Good luck with that, man.
I need to see a different kind of doctor, don't I? Dr. Rick Taylor is with us here this morning on Men's Health Matters. We're going to talk a little bit more about Peyronie's disease coming up here in just a few moments. We were getting to know the doc in the first segment about his past, his history, where he had his, where he went to school, all that stuff. He's an Ohio State guy, went to Case Western up in Northern Ohio, had the residency in Chicago. Now he's here, born and bred Central Ohio guy.
Absolutely.
Our kind of guy, Dr. Rick Taylor. Men's Health Month was June.
Mm-hmm.
We just got out of it.
Yep.
It doesn't mean awareness has to stop.
Absolutely.
But typically there's some extras when you have a month that's dedicated to it. What around the office, you know, just for you personally, being a urologist, what did it mean to you going through June?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I was saying before, it's really just about encouraging guys to get into the office. And whether that's an event like we do around March Madness to recommend guys coming in for vasectomies, if they've been thinking about that, or whether it's, again, Men's Health in June. It's just all about increasing awareness for young men to know what's out there and where they can find some help.
Now explain why it's smart for people that might not be putting two and two together. Why did he say, you know, getting a vasectomy during March Madness would be a good thing?
Well, a vasectomy is a great, great excuse to put your feet up for a few days, and there's no better time of year to do that than March Madness, in my opinion.
Boy, I mean, are we talking, you just set that thing up on maybe the Tuesday of
that's
the first
right.
four that's in
that's
Dayton,
right.
and then you got the four best days in sports, Thursday through Sunday of the first and second round.
That's exactly right, and everybody likes to do it different. If you're a first-round guy and you like to just have that volume of games, that's fine, but if you want to wait and do it more towards that Final Four weekend leading into Monday, be my guest.
You can find out a lot about a man by what his favorite weekend of March Madness is.
There you go.
What is it for you?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a Sweet 16 guy myself.
You're actually a Sweet 16 guy.
Yeah, that's my favorite weekend. You get the Sweet 16, go into the Elite Eight, and then you know where you're heading to for the Final Four.
So what's the reasoning? What's the tipping point for you why that one's better than the first weekend?
You know, to be completely honest with you, Tim, it's because I often take a trip with some buddies, and we get out of town and we watch the games together, and it's just kind of an annual tradition with some good friends, and we've picked that weekend over the years. It's been the great it's been the weekend for us.
Was it just something like the weekend worked out the first time to get everybody together and
you
naturally
know,
just sunk into that weekend of the tournament?
For us, it sort of was the perfect marriage of watching games and having free time, because there's too many games early on if you're trying to hang out with your friends. You know what I mean? If you just want to watch the games, that's fine. But, you know, if you want to go out a little bit or spend some other time together, you know what I mean?
I see.
That's where we find that nice balance.
Because those games are just so fast and furious, starting
exactly.
at noon all the way to midnight. You have four games to see on the Thursday and then two more to see on Saturday or Sunday.
That's exactly right.
As opposed
right.
to the next level, it goes down, it cuts it in half.
You got it.
All right,
you got
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. I love
that's
how
our
you,
argument.
I
you
love
know.
How you make a yearly tradition out of this, because
oh, yeah.
the second I'm done with sports radio, because a lot of the times doing this, I can't
yeah,
go
you're
out.
Stuck here.
I
right.
can't go out and enjoy because
right.
we're doing the shows.
Yep.
Ohio State's involved. We got to be here, ready to go. But whenever there's games in Columbus, I get down there. The
yeah.
second I'm able to, I get down to Nationwide to take in all the games that I can. So that's awesome that you do that. So, Rick, why don't you tell us about Central Ohio Urology Group, COOG, as we're talking about, a little bit about the practice and the involvement in what we're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Central Ohio Urology Group is the largest private practice here in Central Ohio, largest private practice urology group in
okay.
Central Ohio, and one of the largest in the Midwest, quite frankly. And what I really like about it is that there are enough of us. There's 21 partners in the group, and we cover all the different subspecialties in urology. What a lot of folks listening may not realize is that urology is a pretty broad field. There's a lot of different things that we take care of guys for, and we have a lot of different guys that specialize in different areas to be able to provide that top level of care.
What's the number one thing that you specialize with?
So for me, it's a lot of what we are talking about today and over the next couple of weeks. I really specialize in Peyronie's disease. I specialize in the care of low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, and those kinds of things.
So what else is great about working at your office?
I really love the collegiality of it. I mean, from top to bottom, from our CEO all the way down to those of us that are sort of the grunts of the company.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're a grunt. Yeah, good one.
We love caring for patients. We work together to do that. It's a great collegial atmosphere with my partners, with our mid-level providers, our PAs and nurse practitioners. It's just a great environment.
Let me tell the folks about this real quick. So everybody, if you're listening and you're having some issues with either, sexual function or incontinence, please keep listening. Dr. Rick Taylor here, he's, like we're saying, a urologist with the Central Ohio Urology Group. He's speaking at a free educational seminar to go over ED and incontinence and answer any men's health questions you may have. The date is Monday, August 12th, and the seminar is going to be in Gahanna. So you can call 877-433-2873. That's 877-433-2873 and get more info. And you can register for the August 12th seminar. If you need help, why wait? Just call now. Register for the free seminar. How many of those do you do? How big a part of the job is that?
We try and do a seminar at least once a quarter, so at least four times a year or so in an ideal circumstance. And that just gives us a chance to have an opportunity to meet more patients in an environment that's, it's free of pressure, free of cost, and kind of a nice, relaxed atmosphere where we really get into a lot of details that, quite frankly, sometimes we can't get into in a short office visit.
Is it usually, do you find it a rewarding experience for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love meeting guys. Oftentimes guys bring their wives, and so they have excellent questions and participate in the conversation as well, of course. It's really nice to interact with folks in that way.
All right. So getting back to Peyronie's disease.
Yeah.
How common is it?
Yeah, so it's more common than most guys would believe. Upwards of 9 to 10% of guys in the United States have Peyronie's disease. So it's actually fairly common.
When is something like that going to affect you? Is there a certain age, decade of age that you would normally be at when you're affected by it?
In my practice, I see guys all the way from their 20s into their 80s who have new development of Peyronie's disease. But most commonly, it affects guys in their 50s and 60s.
All right. So we've learned a little bit about that. We'll get more into coming up how it's treated, you don't really need to be all that worried about it, but if it's something that has been affecting you, just pick up the phone, call a urologist, maybe see somebody like Dr. Rick Taylor, who's sitting right here next to me for this week and the next couple of weeks beyond. So we'll have much, much more as we continue on. You guys are listening to Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
If you have erectile dysfunction, you deserve to learn about all treatment options without an upfront fee. ED is a medical condition. Insurance should be discussed and accepted. Board-certified urologists offer all treatment options from pills and injections to an outpatient procedure. Consult with an ED specialist, not a men's clinic offering just one treatment option. Go to edcure.org to get more information and to find a urologist in your area. Again, that is edcure.org. Sponsored by AMS Men's Health, a part of Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, and as we continue this morning with Dr. Rick Taylor, he is our very special guest. He is a urologist with the Central Ohio Urology Group, COOG, as it is better known as. Doc, still doing good over there?
Doing great. Yeah, thank you.
It's been a fun show so far.
It has been. Really enjoyed it.
I'll enjoy having you with us next Saturday and the Saturday after that. So we'll get to cover a lot more bases. I know next week we're still going to get into the subject of testosterone and how that is affecting guys out there and things they need to know, and diabetes the week after that. So we got some good episodes coming up. We left off still talking about Peyronie's disease. So we got some stats from you back there, how common it is. What about how, though? How does it happen? Maybe if people are just joining us, What is it again, real quickly?
Sure.
How can this happen to you?
Sure. So Peyronie's disease is the name we give to the new development of penile curvature. And just to be real clear about it, this is not something that most guys would notice when they're flaccid. This is something that we would notice when we're having an erection. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the penis is curving in any potential direction in ways that it never used to before.
Probably freaks you out the first time.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And it really freaks guys out because in terms of how it happens, usually guys don't have any event that they can look to as the cause of the Peyronie's disease. This happens just because of, forgive the term, but normal use. And unfortunately, sometimes guys develop the scar tissue that causes the curvature.
And is there anything you can point to for that development of scar tissue?
You know, there are a couple of things. Guys, as we'll talk in a couple of weeks, we'll talk a little bit more about diabetes. I think it's important to say that guys with diabetes do have, unfortunately, a higher risk of Peyronie's disease. Similarly, guys with erectile issues have a higher risk of Peyronie's disease. And Peyronie's disease can be a cause of erectile dysfunction as well.
How do you, what is it like dealing with patients come into you screaming that have that, doc, help me, please. Tell me there's something you could do to me right now that makes this go away.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and quite honestly, a lot of the conversation is very similar to that because for very understandable reasons, this is a bothersome disease for guys to develop. But the good news is we have a lot of different things that we can do from medication therapy to other types of treatments when necessary to fix the problem.
So what's the there's got to be some type of effect on ED here. And what is that with this disease?
Sure, absolutely. So upwards of 75% of guys with Peyronie's disease will experience some degree of erectile dysfunction, and upwards of half of guys with Peyronie's disease will not be able to achieve an erection strong enough for sexual activity. And so that's where we get into a lot of treatments that your listeners might be familiar with, things like Viagra and other types of medications. And sometimes we have to move in different directions to fix the problem.
It's almost like everything like has it's all related, you know?
It really is. It really is. I mean, we're talking about separate things, but the overlap is so significant that oftentimes we have to spend a lot of time figuring out kind of what's what.
Do you find yourself having to like calm patients down that it might seem like it's a lot, like, oh, this thing's going to make this develop and you know, you have this issue here and it's also going to be a problem for you over here, like in this area?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very common thing that we do. And quite honestly, what I've observed is it's really just important for guys to get in, to see a urologist, to talk to somebody about this, and then to come up with a treatment plan. Because once we have a treatment plan in place, that's where we're able to move forward, both with fixing the problem and, quite frankly, psychologically.
Is something where like the penile implant is something that we had addressed on previous shows.
Sure.
And a lot of the other urologists that I've spoken to, they seem to be very comfortable with going with that option. Is this something that you ultimately recommend cures the ED, also cures the Peyronie's disease? Is that how it works?
You're spot on, and that's exactly right. So unfortunately, sometimes the ED that guys who have Peyronie's disease develop does not respond to medications, and we do need to think about those other kinds of treatment options. And the really nice option about the penile implant is that, as you correctly said, it will fix both the erectile dysfunction and it will fix the curvature as well.
In a way, can you explain how does it do that?
How does it fix
the curvature?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just out of curiosity.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a couple of little details. Sometimes there are different maneuvers that we perform in the operating room in order to straighten the penis at the same time that we place a penile implant.
Okay.
But sometimes simply the force of the fluid in the cylinders of the implant is strong enough to gradually cause the penis to be straighter.
Before we're done here today, I got to remind the listeners again, edcure.org, still there for you. It's ready and waiting. It's an educational website where you can learn more about all of the different treatment options that are discussed as a part of this Men's Health Matters campaign. So just go to edcure.org, take a survey, and assess your current ED score. The patient video portal, it's got men telling their real-life stories, whatever they go through, ED, different treatment options. You can find contact information about local urologists like Dr. Taylor and others that are specialists in the area. You can also find local events where you can ask questions and meet in a group setting or one-on-one. So go to edcure.org, take control of your treatment pathway. Dr. Rick Taylor, Central Ohio Urology Group. It's been great in talking to you. We'll have much more to speak about next week. Testosterone.
Absolutely. Yeah, a very important topic, and I'm looking forward to getting into that with you a little bit.
We're going to do that. We will see you guys next week on Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
You've been listening to Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Listen every Saturday morning at 7:30 or find recent episodes at 971thefan.com. And to find a physician in your area, visit edcure.org.